it's Lobby Boy season, the 27th, you heard? We dropping. Ain't no stopping. It's up in the stuck. Sticky. You heard? Like a fly trap. It's stuck, nigga.
We here live. We not even going to do no intro or none of that. We got the Lobby Boys in the building. We live and direct. Lobby Boys. Tell them who we got on the screen.
We got Jim Jones, Capo. We got KLB, Mano, man. What's up, baby?
So let me ask y'all something. The Lobby Boys, what day was this formed? Because I seen y'all rocking together, and I was like, all right, that could be trouble for certain people on a different level. But then what made y'all go in the studio and say we a group?
This started more than 10 years ago.
Was it at a video shoot? Y'all was at a video shoot together, right?
So you know when Ross and Diddy used to be like, yo, we the Bugatti Boys.
Gotcha.
So one day I hit Jim like, yo, I got this song, need you jump on it. We was already rocking. Mm-hmm. And on that song, he said, shout out to the Bugatti Boys, but me and Mano, we the Lobby Boys. Mm. And I understood it right then and there what that meant. You know, we coming from them tenements, we coming from that poverty, we coming from those beginnings, and we coming from where, you know, we lost friends that had dreams, and you know, and what that felt like coming from that despair. Mm-hmm. Back then, we talked about doing that project. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we just got tighter and tighter, like our relationship just built.
Right.
So it was the brotherhood started, and then last beginning of last summer, I was in the middle of doing the Spanish album that I have, and
the album, the Spanish album.
Spanish album, yeah, I was Spanish album. So mainly,
not no reggaeton, like, right? Not no reggaeton, right?
Everything, every gotcha. Type of Spanish music, Spanish trap, reggaeton, every type of Spanish music you can think of. But let's stick on Lobby Boy. So gotcha. He called me in the middle of me recording, like, I'm ready. I'm like, you ready for what, bro? He like, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this Lobby Boys. I'm ready. But like, I'm in the studio. I'm like, I bet. Once I finish this record I'm doing up here, I'm gonna shoot down in the studio and we're gonna start. Mm. And I shot down the studio. I did that for like a week straight. And at the end of the week, reviewing the records, I pulled them to the side like, this shit sound way better than I thought it was going to sound. We might have some here. And after that, we just started digging in and just started recording record after bomb after bomb after bomb. We got bombs.
Production. I don't say that y'all both have your own sound, but y'all do have your own sound. Like, we know you, Jim, you made soul records. You made anthem records. Mano, you made anthem records. But you come in real, real Brooklyn. He coming right. Real, real Harlem. How did y'all mesh that together? As far as the beats.
The thing that I like about is this, though, right? Whether you love us or not, we both have our own distinct thing, right? So, like, when you hear me on the record, you know that's me. Mm-hmm. You sound like nobody else, you know that's me. When you hear Capo, you know that's Capo. It was easy to come together and do the music because the relationship was intact. Mm. You understand? Somebody asked me earlier, like, how two alpha males come together. It's easy when you build a relationship over time and you start to get to know a person, you know, outside of just the business. Mm-hmm. You know, we go on to Capo crib for his birthday, like, we doing shit like that. You know, we coming around each other outside of just what the normal regular studio or music business thing tells you should do. You know, so it's different. It was easy to get in the studio and rock out because what are the requirements, doggy? The requirements is that we make dope music. That's it.
So no fluent vocals. Everything is y'all together locked in.
Everything together.
That makes a difference. That makes a difference.
The whole anybody that's on this album had to come to the lobby to get on this album.
That's a fact. So every feature from the Young Ma to Blue to Benny the Butcher to Conway to Fab to Davies. Who am I missing? Who was it?
Fivio.
Capella Gray.
Fabio.
Fabio came when he was on house arrest. Mm. He had a curfew. He had to come in the studio about 1 o'clock. We was in here like 1 o'clock. This the lobby right here. We did everybody that's on the project came to this room right here and rocked out with us. And that's why the music sounds as powerful it is. I'm going to tell you like this, man. I don't do a lot of talking. You know what I mean? I take my shots strategically. Our music is better. It ain't about, you know, young nigga, old nigga. I don't believe in none of that. It's about making dope shit, being the best we could be, and that's that. And I think we overdid that.
So May 27th is dropping, right? Let's go through the album real quick. If I want to put on that joint where I feel like just chilling, cleaning up the crib, and I just want to vibe, what song should I play?
You can play King of My City. Yeah. Capella Gray.
If
you can play the Young M.A. joint too. That's like a vibe. Yeah. That's like a vibe.
Now,
yeah.
I want to sit back and chill with a shorty. I'm trying to smash, but I got to put on something to just lighten her mood a little bit. What song should
the
I play?
The blue joint. Young Blue. That'll get it.
That y'all go to the gym a lot. We all work out. Y'all going to the gym a lot. And I need that joint that's going to get me hype to do these sets. What song should I play?
I would say the Lobby Boy Anthem. Get me hype. Yeah, that and the No Love. That's all. The No Love. And the climb back, too. That put me in that place right there.
For working out,
you get this press play from the stop.
Yeah, play from begin.
You just press play and go for it.
So the joint that I need, that's going to feel like after this album, I know Mano personally and I know Jim personally. What song should I play? What song that I got that describes both of y'all?
Of a Lobby Boy, and that's what I got Trav on there.
Like Lobby Boy.
And the one with Benny the Butcher? Or what you used to want to say? I'm going to say the one with East.
Which one?
Never Take Me Alive.
Ain't that a record you did already, Jim? Didn't you have that already, Never Take Me Alive? Or you said that before, right?
That's just the slogan I used to take.
Yeah, so I'm saying, I remember you saying Never Take, you used to always say that. So production, how do y'all pick producers? Do y'all go for the top producers or do y'all just whoever's sending heat?
Nah, we go for whatever.
We kind of find our own little niche within the production of how. We took some great samples that people are definitely familiar with.
Mm.
Put the 2022 speed on it and drums on it. So it's kind of funky how we merged the music that people are used to and the music that people are rocking to now and shit like that. So it's dope.
What's that elusive feature that who was supposed to be on the album and play games? Could we blow them up?
Nah.
Who's supposed to be on the album they play a game? Let's blow them up. Because according to y'all, they missed out on the classic, right?
Nah, you know what? And I love my nigga. And it's not about that he missed out. I just think it's about time and scheduling. Shout out to my brother Kiss, because he told me, he called me. Yeah. He said, I'm coming to the lobby. Don't send me nothing. I'm coming to the lobby. I'm coming in. We gonna do it. Don't play me the album. Play me the one that you want me on. Then play me the album. You know, because Styles P came.
Mm. Yeah,
shout out to Styles.
Shout out to the lot. Yeah, shout out to. So definitely, I would say Kiss. We don't want to put this out without you, bro.
So you have a lot of people. You have a lot of people who were critical. They don't understand the Lobby Boys. What's the misconception of what they think the Lobby Boys is to what it really is?
I think the misconception is that we some niggas are just standing in front of the building and we don't have to. That's not even what it's about.
It's not about
you're kind of up there to be talking about you're a Lobby Boy, but that's not what it's about, no. Man. It's way deeper than that.
Where we come from, brother, like I said earlier, like we come from a certain place, like, and you can't take that from either of us, right? Like, we always going to be from where we from. It's not about where we at right now, but what we come from. And I think that with the Lobby Boys, it's motivation and inspiration about, you know, climbing over some of those hurdles, you know, that we had to face coming out of those lobbies, coming out of those tenements, standing in front of that corner store, standing behind those buildings. And we lost friends, my nigga, that we never going to see again in those eras. You know, in that time, you know, that we talked about having dreams and we talked about making it and being something one day. And that's what that is. It's about what we come from. It's about our essence. It's about our beginnings.
And also about the success that we've had to make it out that lobby. So now people from our same come ups have great inspiration to know that we definitely were some aggressive dudes that came out of the same ghettos and situations that everybody else did, but we kind of figured it out a little bit, and to be able to see that is testament in its own. So when we pop back in the hood, you know, it's only give people that inspiration that we all can make it out, and we all come from the same walks of life and things like that. So I want people to be clear, Lobby Boy don't mean we stand in front of the lobby
Ask y'all something. Is this a project or is this gonna be projects? So y'all gonna see how this go and keep it moving?
We're a super group.
Y'all a super group.
All black level. You heard?
So
don't forget the level.
So are we adding members or is just y'all two?
No, we added members.
Cause you know who I think the super group would be. I think y'all might as well throw Fab and East. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody that's on that project is a lobby boy.
So got you.
That's the thing. But we a super group right now, all black level. All black level. Don't forget the level.
Yeah.
What's the level all about? I'm confused.
Leather, nigga, all black level. Listen, there's no super group in time that never had all black level, bro.
So the Run DMC. Y'all going back to the Run DMC.
Yeah, all black leather. You see our first video, Lobby Boy Anthem. It was important that we really show the world us together, and the first time they see us together, we got all black love, like Black Street.
Let me ask y'all another question. How do you feel about people trying to age y'all out of hip hop? Because there's a lot of people.
I don't believe it. And let me just say this.
Go ahead.
Just say this, and I'm gonna make this very clear. I don't believe in age. There's no such thing, right? It's only time. Some people been here longer. Some people been here shorter. The only requirement is that I stay fly, get to the bag, and make the dopest music and take care of my family. That's the only requirement. As long as I'm doing that, then that's the only thing that matters. As long as you press play, and that music is what it is, it's up to snuff. That's the only thing that matters. I don't fuck all that other shit we talking. What are we talking about?
to still be relevant and show perseverance in this game is us showing us that this music is ageless and timeless. Like, it doesn't really matter about where you at in life, is about what you're putting forth.
Ageless. Sure. That's the word right there.
So also before we go, y'all both started out as underrated MCs, right? Jim wasn't the focal point of
the
group.
I was the hype man.
Yeah, but then you got known for, hold up, Jim kinda nice. And Mano, you got, by the time you hit the TI records and all that later on, it was like, hold on.
Right.
Mano kind of rapping. What was it that made you get better?
Man, I think
if you stay in the gym shooting jump shots, your shit will end up being water, nigga. Practice makes you perfect. It's 10,000 hours. You got to put that work in. And nigga, overnight success take 10 years. We've been in this game for years doing this shit, you heard? I can't say this, though. People are going to be amazed at how Mano is wilding on this album. The boy absolutely stepped his dribble up. You heard?
Let me tell you, I'm fans of artists that all got better. When you listen to the first Pov, and then over time, he became better at his craft. You listen to early Nas, and he became better. You listen to Big, in those two albums, from Big, from Ready to Die to Life After, you felt the progression. I was always a fan of that. You got to understand, when I came into the game, I was saying that I wasn't a rapper because I was a nigga that was coming from a hell of a background in the street and in prison. So I was looking at it as music being a hustle. But I felt like I could. So I really put my heart and my mind into really being better, really being dope at what I did. So y'all going to see. I got to be somebody's favorite at some
point. I ain't going to front. I was like, hold on. His pen got kind of crazy. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, what the fuck? Who fuck? Nah, your pen. Yep. Nah, I ain't going front. Nigga got nice. I was like, hold up, nigga. Made a rap. What the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But and I'm from the borough, so that definitely make me proud. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Also, before we go, how many joints is on this project?
What is it? 14? No, it's 15, maybe.
It's 15, I
believe. It's 15, man. We got 15 joints on there, man. Solid heat rockers.
And to the youth that's coming up behind y'all trying to get into this game, what could y'all tell them? Because it seems like they just want to rap to go to jail, man. Like, could you tell them the studio is to keep you out of jail? You don't go from the studio to go to jail. Like, what could you tell these little niggas, man?
I mean, at some point, you got to learn to separate the streets from your craft.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we all had to learn. I can't really contradict them, these young men, because we all been in that same position. Mm-hmm. I just want them to be a little bit smarter at what they're doing. You know what I mean? I know there's a lot going on out there, so I'm trying to give you advice. And you know all the options of what happens when you end up doing what you're doing and things like that. So if you do have an opportunity to do this music and make your way out, I suggest you start worrying about the music more than you worrying about the streets.
Mm.
Got you. So we talk about May 27th. Give them the name of the album one more again.
May 27th, it's Lobby Boys, man.
The Lobby Boys. And they're saying it's a super group. So whoever y'all want to see in the group, do they got to be from New York, though?
Nah.
I mean, we all from the same place. It don't matter.
Man. Yeah, but you know these other niggas' projects be like four stories, man. It's, this shit it's okay. They shit like Smurf Village. It's them shit ain't be projects.
They might have hung out in the courtyard or behind their building on the
got place. You. It's
still the same thing.
The lobby represents the poverty we came from.
So, yeah, break that down. So the lobby is not actually a fucking vestibule. Tell them that.
No, it don't have to be a vestibule. Anywhere where young black males are congregated at, where we hung out at, where we played dice at, where we... You know, where we got drunk and high at, where we sold drugs at, wherever we did, we ran from the police. Like, it's that. It's those beginnings. It's those humble beginnings of our early, I want to say, criminality. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That either turned into death in prison or both for a lot of us. But this right here is about us having the opportunity to make it past that.
And beating the odds, but coming from the same... circumstances, so we showing them what it's all about.
What is it like to bring Migos to the hood though? Like
Migos was dope, man. Shouts to the Migos. Shouts to Take Up. That's the bro right there. It's a great organic moment to get that record done. See how all of them came together to do the record, starting with Take Off, and then Offset hit. Like I gotta jump on and
Quavo Offset
hit,
is like, Offset. That's that nigga, kid, man. That nigga shit. So, you know,
I'm blessed to have them going on the gold single. We set the trends. I appreciate everybody that been streaming and beaming and downloading. You know what I mean? It's dope to see all the DJs and record being played on the radio, which is kind of fly. You know what I mean? I haven't heard records like that of mine being played on the radio in a long time. So God is good.
Is it pre-orders or how's this rollout going? It's just dropping?
Yeah,
or
definitely
is it...
pre-orders. Definitely pre-orders. You can get it. And just to touch on something real quick, and that's a testament of staying power. The fact that Jim is coming off of having a hit record today.
Mm-hmm.
Today. That's staying power. It ain't got nothing to do with time with age. None of that shit matters. It's just time. We here now.
Jim Jones sound is needed. I remember I DM'd you one day like, when the fuck you drop it? I think my favorite joint is with DJ Khalil and Kobe on the hook. I love that record. Yeah. Oh my God, man. Y'all need DJ Khalil, man. Y'all need DJ. Like, that sound is it. You know, how you going to tell me you don't love? That's the, oh my God. Yeah, so, man, I want to thank the Lobby Boys for coming through. You know what I'm saying? I know other people coming behind me, but this is going to be your favorite interview out of all this. You know what I'm saying? I'm a motherfucking interview king. But,
Doggy Diamond.
But, man. Fruit told me, tell you what's up. The homie Fruit, LG.
That's my brother.
Yes, sir. I just spoke to him.
That's my childhood friend.
I just spoke.
And I want to say this though. Lot going on YouTube. You know, you got a lot of weirdos popping up that's with unsolicited stories and made up, make believe stories. And what happens is that a lot of the real niggas and a lot of the real ones that come from that era, they not talking because that ain't what we do. They not entertainers. They not they not clout chasing. So I told Fruit the fact that him and Mikey out here actually telling the story and we know the ones that know that the y'all the real genuine article, I'm happy for that.
Yes.
You understand? Because it's a wild, wild west out here on his YouTube streaks, you know? A
lot of
it's
liars too. Streaks. But Fruit, but,
a lot of lying.
No, but Fruit is official tissue. He got to tell that story.
Listen, bro, listen to me. Fruit is my childhood
facts. Yeah.
All right? Like this is when he's talking about catching his first case and all that. I was this is my childhood friends.
I already be known.
Feel me? So that for me, it was refreshing to see him tell his story and a real one tell his story.
Shout out
because to all this other shit is make believe.
Shout out to Shu too. Shout out to Shu. That's the
definitely
homie.
Shu. Shout out to Shu, my
and,
brother.
And free the homie Melly Matrix, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Of
without
course.
A doubt. Free Mel Matrix.
Course.
You know what I'm saying?
Free
Melly Matrix.
Mouse,
you know
free
mean?
Guys.
Yes.
Free
yes.
Shotty, free Hall, free the guys. Free everybody that got caught up. You heard me? We'll be here when you get back, man. Slack and Jack.
Yeah,
back
so May 27th, the Lobby
May
Boys 27th. Album is dropping. Is it available now for pre-order?
Is it available for pre-order?
Yeah.
Yes, it's available right now for pre-order.
And the video, where's the video at? Where could they see the videos?
We got two videos out, the Lobby Boy Anthem and that was with us and my guy Lirivelli, and we got the one right now, No Bobby V with Fabulous, that's out right now everywhere.
What,
so, and YouTube
and
everywhere.
What live video with Fabio drop on the
27th. What No Bobby V mean? Do it think I'm confused. What
He's using Bobby V sample, and you gotta obviously you ain't hear the record. Go to YouTube right now, watch the video, and hear the record, and then play the record. Because Fab came on the record and said, "Bitch, I ain't Bobby V," because we kind of rapping over the Bobby V sample.
Oh, because you know what I was thinking somewhere else, but you know he got caught with that. I thought y'all was setting the record straight that y'all don't mess with no Transformers. See, that's what everybody probably thinking. Everybody probably thinking, yo.
Yeah, no, we ain't into that. Lobby boys, did you heard? That's it.
Got you. All right, man. So I want to thank y'all for coming through. Shout out to GoTo for looking this up. Brooklyn, Harlem in the building. We out until next time. May 27th. Peace, y'all. All right, y'all. So, yo, that was Mano, Jim Jones in the building. Lobby boys. May 27th. Make sure you check that out. See, man, I be doing shit that I don't even understand. You know, I just come out of nowhere. Pow! You know what I'm saying? Just drop interviews. Those my guys. Y'all be thinking that I got issues with dudes because of me doing interview or me talking shit on YouTube? Come on, man. I knew both of them for a very, very long time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Fruit Kwan. Make sure you check out The Real LG Stories on St. Lash channel. Free my guy, Melly Matrix. It is what it is. This is easy. Until next time, Doggy Diamonds TV. Also, before I go, make sure if you need any fitness gear, yeah, so you already know, SDM Fit, it's time to get in shape. So I got the sweat gel for you. I got the wraps for you. I got everything. SDM Fit, make sure you go there and you get what you need to get your body right for the summertime. Also, make sure you go to Doggy Diamonds No Filter on Apple Music and Spotify so you can hear the podcast that I drop, new episode every Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go there. Also, before we go, I gotta let you know, for only $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. On that note, until next time, I will see y'all tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.